You're with Vectis Radio. It's a Tuesday, and I'm pleased to say we've got a brand new feature to the show, which I've been thinking about for the last couple of days, because this man is going to save me. I'm one of those people that have been putting up with pains, aches and pains for years and not actually done anything about it. Had a conversation with this gentleman, Paul from Cowles Chiropractic. We were having a chat a couple of days ago, and I thought, since we've had the chat, I've gone away and thought about all my aches and pains that change my life on a daily basis, but I just get on with it. And I'm thinking, right, okay, I'm going to change. I'm going to do something about it. And I say this feature is all about opening our minds to our bodies, our bones, and what it actually does, and so on and so forth. So thank you for coming in.
It's an absolute pleasure. It sounds like it's going to be a bit of a challenge.
Well, I think it would be a challenge, but I think I'm going to be like an open book. You've already
sounds
worked
great.
Me out.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Why do we need a chiropractor? As if I've given you like X amount of reasons already.
Yeah, well, I think one of the main reasons, so chiropractic, to rewind just a little bit, is essentially to help your body and you to perform as well as you possibly can do. So as we were just having a really good discussion actually beforehand, I think, so we could carry on from there as well. I think today's modern lifestyles make things really, really difficult for our bodies to perform and function as high as they can do. So there's loads of different reasons for that. A big one is lack of exercise and lack of movement. So we're sat here on chairs at the moment, and lots of people have desk-based work, and so they'll spend, you know, a good 7 or 8 hours per day sat at a desk. And although that feels very, very normal, because culturally that's a normal thing for us, actually it's not normal. We're supposed to move around a lot. Our diets these days are not great. Because a lot of the stuff now, a lot of our fruit, vegetable and meats that we eat are reared really, really quickly, and not as natural as the process that we used to have previously with intensive farming. The nutrient content in a lot of what we eat these days isn't the same, and there's so much processed foods. So and there's also a lot more stress as well. So from our jobs, from just general lifestyle stuff, our bodies are constantly being, bodies and minds constantly being stressed in ways that really it didn't used to be. So back in the day, we used to have our stress response was basically to get us away from danger. So that would have been from, for instance, a tiger shows up and you have a massive stress response that makes your heart beat fast, that makes your blood flow quicker, so that you can essentially leg it and get away as quick as possible. But these days, that's a really healthy response. We really need that. But these days, with chronic stress that we get over a long period of time, which is financial stress, stress with work, stress with just general stuff that's going on in your life, it builds up over a long period of time. We were never designed to be stressed for more than a couple of days, but we now have stress that maybe goes on for 6 months and or weeks to months to years. And we're just living in an age where we put a lot more stress in our bodies and minds than we were really designed to take. So that's a very long-winded response to essentially say that what chiropractic is about is taking the stress out of the body, allowing the body to perform and work properly, efficiently. And as soon as you take that stress out of the body, the stress comes out of the mind as well, and you just start this natural healing process. And chiropractic's about finding areas in the body that are stressed, that are exhibiting dysfunction, taking the stress out of the body, and as soon as that happens, everything else just starts to cascade, and you start to move the body into its most natural optimum state.
Do you know what? It's incredible. I mean, we've been chatting off air as well, but over the last, and I class myself as kind of a normal kind of person.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that are suffering with the same similar sort of things as what I've been suffering with over the years.
Yeah.
I used to love playing football. I stopped because I had a dodgy knee. My knee is fine now, but I'm guessing that if something was done 3-4 years ago, I'd still be playing football. I'd still be enjoying it. It's because it got painful, and I didn't do anything about it. And that's the problem, I would imagine, with a lot of people out there. They don't do anything about it. But the problem is then that problem, I'm guessing, there's a problem in your knee, which could lead to a problem in your back, which will have a knock-on effect just about everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Yeah, exactly. To pick up on your point about pain, because that's a really interesting one, I think a lot of people don't realise that you can get help with pains and aches and discomfort and stiffness and all those things that are seen as normal. I think people just go, oh, you know, it'll eke itself out. And sometimes it does. A lot of the times it doesn't. And somewhere down the line, you're going to have problems. And a lot of it's to do with the culture that we have of healthcare at the moment, which is you can go to your GP, and which is fantastic. And so you can have some very, very good treatment there for aches and pains. However, if you've got an aches and pains in your back, in your knee, headaches, there can be a point where all you're really doing is masking the symptoms if you're just taking painkillers and you're not treating what the root cause of the problem is. It's a bit like plastering a wall that actually just needs to be rebuilt and restructured. It needs to have its structure back again. So chiropractic's about making sure that the root cause of the problem is dealt with. So dealing with the actual structural or neurological issues that are at the core. The other thing is that pain is the last point of a process, a negative process has been going on. Pain is the tip of the iceberg, unless it's an acute trauma, say like a punch to the head or a fall or something like that, where the pain comes on instantly after some kind of trauma, car crash, whiplash, that kind of thing. Pain over time that's built up from that was just a stiffness and just aches and pains, that's been going on for a long, long time. So the beauty of chiropractic is, and especially how we work at Cowes Chiropractic Clinic actually with them, is that we use a whole body approach. So we look at every single joint, every single bone in your body, because as you've said, there's a few reasons for that. As you've said, spot on, if you have a dysfunctional knee, your whole body has to work and change differently in order to accommodate that problem. So your hip will have to move differently, and therefore your shoulder will have to take on a different kind of tilt, and your neck will have to move in a different way. So you have this knock-on effect from what can sometimes just be a problem with the big toe. The rest of the body has to compensate and work in different ways. So if you look at the whole picture, so the whole body, you've got a much better chance of getting the whole body well as that knee problem, for example. And also it means that you can find areas of dysfunction in the body that haven't necessarily become painful but may do somewhere down the line, and nip that in the bud.
I need it nipped in the bud as soon as possible.
Let's nip you.
Because I feel like it's, you know, getting progressively worse. I feel that I'm fairly healthy. I'm fairly fittish, yeah, if you like. I walk quite a bit. You know, I've given up football, but I do, you know, the odd session of press-ups and so on and so forth. So I'm not, like, you know, massively overweight. I have a massive problem. I think my two problems are I've got problems structurally. I don't think I need an operation or anything like that. Just need maybe a manipulation. But my other problem is my... And I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that can say they're exactly the same. They slouch a lot because they're probably sat over we're sat over a PC these days, or and I think that's my two issues. And you were mentioned whilst we're off air, you can't just go in, manipulate somebody and put them back together again. They're going to stay that way. They have to help themselves as well.
Yeah.
So I've got to get it into my head now that I'm not allowed to slouch, and you know, I'm jumping from keyboard to keyboard, and I do that
different
thing where I don't swivel. And I should do, and I'm like stretching and feeling awkward. So it's a case of doing. You've got to attack it from both ends, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's always multifactorial. And again, we discussed that before, and it was great. There's a few things. A lot of people there's a bit of a myth with chiropractic, I think, where people assume you're just going to go in and get fixed. So there's this kind of, fix me, put something back into place and this bone back in place, and that was how it works. Yeah. And generally, you can have some phenomenal results, don't get me wrong, where people will come in with a problem they've had for a long time and jump up and go, oh my goodness, I'd never felt this way before, like the pain's receded. However, that's a great scenario. However, that's generally not how it works all the time, because that's not how the body works. You don't, when you go on a diet, you don't eat great for one day and then wake up the next day and lose a load of weight. It's an ongoing physical process that you've got to let the body go through and just support the natural processes that happen. So So with something like your posture, posture is an absolutely classic one. We weren't born with bad posture. We naturally form these great shapes when we're younger and exercise. I mean, look at a kid. They're amazing. They're stretchy. They do these. They're always active. They're moving around. They don't really tend to slouch too much because they're moving so much. But these days, and again, you've picked up on the classic one, is sitting at a desk. It's not natural for us to sit at a desk all the time. Culturally, it's completely normal. We see everybody else doing it, but physically, we weren't designed to do that. That's only something that's coming in the last 200 years. We were meant to go out and exercise and stand up back in our caveman days, which is, you know, genetically is probably when we were at our healthiest, and physically, we'd spend, you know, the majority of the day out in the plains, hunting, gathering, just being active and healthy. So one of the most important things you can do is to start working on your posture. And a lot of the problems come from there. You're asking your body to do things it wasn't designed to do, essentially. So you can go and see your chiropractor. And so Cowes will always give you really good advice in between sessions in terms of looking after your posture, any exercises you can do to help support the adjustments that have been made during that session. But if you go, say you've got a bad shoulder or a bad neck, and bad neck's a better example actually, and then you come into the chiropractor makes those necessary changes very gently and just helps the joints back into place, help the muscles start functioning properly, more importantly helps the nervous system to work effectively in that area, which does the job of looking after your body. And then you come out and go, great. And then you come back home and then you sit and you do that classic thing where you tilt your head to the left-hand side and you lean forward a little bit to look at your screen, and you do all those same patterns that caused the problem in the first place. That problem isn't going to go away like that. And so once you start looking after your posture as well as getting adjusted at the same time, it's going to save you a hell of a lot of money, and you're going to start being able to look after your own health as well. Chiropractic is about empowering you to look after your own health. That's the important thing. It's a relationship as opposed to just give me something and to take my pain away and I don't have to worry about it. It's not about that. It's about forming a partnership and relationship where you can look after your own health as well.
Sure. No, absolutely. So let's deal with me. Okay. There's lots of people out there that probably get headaches, stress, maybe even the migraines that I've been getting in the last few years. And I was led to believe a long time ago that it was because you eat cheese, because you eat chocolate, because you eat coffee or drink coffee. I mean, I drink two cups of coffee a day, that's all. It's not the coffee thing. I very rarely eat cheese because I don't like it. And now and again, I'll have chocolate. So I know it's not anything that I'm eating. And over the years, you've sort of think, right, what, I had a headache 3 weeks ago. I did this. What did I eat that day? Well, they're not combined at all. They're not connected at all. But pains in my neck recently, you know, in the last sort of 12 months, I've been thinking, right, I feel a bit awkward, I feel a bit of a pain there. You know, when you reverse the car and you look around and maybe you'll pull something, and then, you know, a couple of days later, because that's led to that, which has led to that, which has put pressure on that, you've got a headache and you've got a migraine, you've got the blurry vision. So I'm thinking, right, if you could take me to one side and examine me.
Absolutely.
And so this is something you offer a free...
Free, yeah, absolutely. So we offer free health checks or spinal checks to people who just want to come in. They know that it's something they'd like to do. They want to get checked out, but they're not really sure how it works, what the process is going to be, what's really going on. And so it's just an opportunity for anybody to come in, and we spend a bit of time with you looking at a bit of your medical history, just a small part, and then a very brief examination just to see if there's something that we can help, if there's anything that's obvious to us that there's a problem there in the first place, and then give you that information back, what we think's going on. What you do with that is completely up to you. As I said, it's completely free of charge. And then what you do with that information is up to you. If you feels like something that's going to work for you, then great, you can go ahead and make an appointment with us. If not, you can take that information away and go and see whoever else. It's great. So yeah, I would absolutely love to see you, because you're a classic case for someone with chiropractic care. But because you weren't sure that it was your neck thing's really interesting. Did you want to talk about that quickly, or did you want
on? Please, let's do it.
The neck thing's fascinating, because a lot of people think, well, you know, a lot of things, you know, your headaches are coming from your tension in your shoulders, and people think, well, how the hell, like, they're not connected, how does that work? But you have these first of all, the body's entirely connected anyway. So as we've said before, one part of your body can't become dysfunctional without the rest of your body having to change and work in a different way. So one of the biggest things for people to recognize is that you have these massive postural muscles in your that join at your shoulders or start around your shoulders, and they join right at the knobbly bit at the back of your head. And as soon as you start leaning forward, and a lot of people have this, we call it anterior head carriage. So as soon as your head, you should have a perfect posture. So if you drop the plumb line between the bottom of your head and the middle of your hips, and so it should go straight through your spine.
Right.
And as soon as you hear that, you start changing your posture. I do it. But as soon as you start leaning forward, so your head leans forward just a little bit over the top, it puts massive pressure on those muscles at the back of your neck and also your shoulders. And they become tense and tight, and then they start to the point they join at the back of your head, they cause tension there. You then have a massive sheet of muscle that goes right over the top of your head as well and joins around your eyebrows and puts a huge amount of tightness onto that muscle itself as well. And so lots of people say they feel this tension, like this pressure in their head. So that's like this muscle contracting because of the fact your shoulders are so tight. That's just one example of how your neck and your shoulders can cause headaches and problems elsewhere in your body. And also, one of the biggest things as well is that when the muscle becomes tight, it's either it causes the joints of your neck, shoulders to not move properly, become stiff and painful. That puts a massive stress and pressure on your nervous system. And when your nervous system's stressed, whether you can sense it or not, if a joint isn't moving properly, it stresses the nervous system, and that sends a constant signal to your brain over time, which is a stress signal. Over time, that becomes painful. So when you release those muscles, when you start getting those joints moving and reduce the irritation and stress on the nervous system, that can have a huge beneficial effect on the rest of the body.
Brilliant. I can't stress enough, because I'm going to say can't stress enough, that's probably not the right term to use, but I want to get this sorted out purely and simply because it happens on a regular basis and you just don't know when it's going to happen now.
Yeah.
And it's quite, it's not embarrassing because I get through it, but I can't see for 40 minutes.
Sure.
You know, I'm struggling. If you sit in a darkened room, it's okay and it goes and it disappears. But, you know, it could happen at the most inopportune time. So I want to alleviate that. I want to take that pressure away.
You said something interesting earlier where your wife noticed that, or said that you might get one. So
I was fidgeting
because it was linked to your neck.
I was feeling
a bit funny,
fidgeting, and I said I've got a pain in my neck, and I've worked it out in the last couple of about 6 months that when I get this pain in my neck, I know something's coming. So it's almost, you know you've got to do something. You know, you either got to distress or you've got to maybe change your posture or whatever. But you know, that is it needs to be sorted out so I can change the posture, sort of thing. Otherwise, I might be doing more damage to myself, mightn't I?
I think so. Yeah, I think part of it is the. When you don't know what's going on with your own body, that's really, really scary, and you can feel very, very vulnerable, especially as people who come in lots of pain. It's a really scary, vulnerable time for people, partly because you fear that you're never going to be able to get better again. I think that's part of it, or you're going to be like that forever. And so one of my passions is making sure that people know that you can go and see chiropractic, you can come and see us at Cowes Chiropractic. We are very, very good at what we do. If it's not something we feel we can help you with, we will refer you on to somebody else. So that's the important thing as well, is that we will do everything we can do to find somebody who will be able to help you. But I think as soon as you share that with somebody else as well, you go and see somebody else, that has a really positive effect on you as well, because you feel like you've shared. It's the classic phrase: a problem shared is a problem halved. So as soon as you have that, and somebody else can maybe just relay you back to you what's going on and can give you help. And again, just to stress that it's a partnership always between your chiropractor. So it's about giving you the tools that so that you can start looking after that problem yourself as well, and empower yourself to get better on your own, as well as with the help you need from somebody else. A chiropractor is really just a catalyst to get you as healthy as possible. there's lots you have to do as well, and it's recognising that, and that's really exciting and powerful too.
I'm excited by it because at last I feel like, you know, I'm understood and I know I've got this issue and I know I've got to sort it out. So quickly then, we're going to sort out a time. You're going to, you know, give me a half hour session free.
Absolutely.
This is open to everybody else as well.
Absolutely.
So if you want to phone, there's a number.
Yes, it's 282810. That's 282810. And if you want to come in, just get checked up, have somebody have a look at you. As I said, a chiropractor completely free of charge. Just give us a call and we'll help you out.
Okay. Well, I don't have to phone you, do I? I can sort that out in a minute.
We can do that now. That's fine.
Right. Okay. Brilliant. And thank you.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
It's 10:31. You're listening to Vectis Radio. Quick break. We'll come back with Wayne Fontana.
The all-new mid-morning show brought to you in association with Cowes Chiropractic Clinic. We have everything you need to keep you healthy, happy, all under one roof. Call us on 282810. That's 282810 to start feeling like a newer you.
Morning on Vectis Radio.